morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Tom. I know that you guys must be doing well this morning. We just got a little misty here this morning, but it's made some rain this afternoon. I hauled this. Yard guy hauled me in some topsoil, and wife's been out there covering up this morning with plastic to keep it from washing away.
I heard we're
going to
get some rain. We had a little drizzle earlier, but I don't know how much is coming. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Shane. Well, I'm going to beat you off. We got 32 whole hundredths of an inch. That's about as much as when we water the lawn, so we're pretty tickled about that. We certainly do need it. And I'm looking out the front window here, and I'm telling you, Bernice has got some of the most beautiful roses you've ever seen in your life. She brought some down from Kansas, and then one of them broke off, and she transplanted it, and it grew. I bet those things are 6 inches in diameter, Jerry.
That's nice, then. We used to have roses, but we stopped doing it. We had some... We used to dust them pretty regularly. Then we had an infestation of something came along. We just sheet them up, so we dug them up and put something else in its place, and we dug that up. Now we got kind of a little bit of raised, got a three-sided thing with rubber ties on it on the sides and on the back there, and it's kind of keeping some of the runoff from some of the lives up above us, but we haven't put anything in there just because it's just a hard... Yeah, sometimes we get rain, it just goes down through. There's a little too much water for some of the bushes, but then they just grow and grow and grow. So we're going to take some stuff down and put some stuff back out again. So I'm not sure what we're going to replace it with, though. But yeah, since I got a guy cutting lawn, I'm trying to minimize the amount of weed eating he does.
Sounds like Bernice, about anything she does well at. We have a rose bush that my wife's mother brought down from Delaware. She brought a transplant back probably 30 years ago. And we had it at her original house, and then we moved her in with us to our place. And then I dug it up and moved it to where we are now. It's still alive, but it's not doing as well. I need to put it somewhere else. And also, are you guys hearing Patrick's call sign on Morse code?
You started to write it down a minute ago. I thought it's a KO4HK, maybe X. Yeah, it would have been X. Why is that?
Good morning, gentlemen. I've got my radio on crossband repeat right now, and it's identifying on both sides.
Oh, you're in big trouble there, Patrick. What are we going to do about that, Jerry? Good morning, Patrick.
If I got it here. You must be using the kibble, because that's what I had trouble with, IDing in both directions. And I had a 17, I couldn't get it to, I only wanted it to CWID in one direction and not both, but it, I couldn't figure out how to set it where it wouldn't do that.
Patrick? Oh, no, I don't mind. It's good practice. Tom, I told you I was working on code, and the first time I heard it, I got all but one letter, and I said, that's got to be Patrick. The second time, I was able to pick it out. Hey, go ahead, Patrick.
About it, and he said it was okay as long as I was trying to work with it to learn with, so that's what I'm doing right now, is I'm trying to figure out how to only get it to broadcast on the transmit frequency that I'm transmitting back to the radio.
Loud and clear, I was sitting here, well, that's not W4NYK. I'm used to hearing that. So it throwed me too, Shane, even though I do code a lot. But I heard it the second time, and then now that you mentioned it, I pick up on the da-da-da-da there at the last for the X. But, yeah, it was shocking to hear that. Well, that's good, and I'm glad people are trying to learn the code. I got one about two nights ago from Mongolia. I'd worked him before on 20, but worked him on 15 meters the other evening. Surprisingly, once in a while, the bands are open of an evening. I usually don't get on till 8 o'clock. I showered and ate dinner and all of that stuff. And I worked 3D expeditions and two or three other things the other night. But Mongolia is a fur piece over there. It's a long ways, right out in the middle of nowhere. And then, ironically, I worked Russian and then a Ukrainian. I was a little hesitant to work the Russian, but I thought, he's not in the war. So I went ahead and worked him, and he was an RT-5, I think it was. So then a Ukrainian come on. I haven't heard them for a couple of months, so that was encouraging to hear anyways. This is N0LTR. Go ahead, Jerry.
Glad to see you here back on again. And Patrick, I heard it on yesterday, too. I knew what was going on because I knew you, Dave, and I chimed in with my two cents worth, too. But it's just confusing the way these digging radios do sometimes. It's almost like some of the manufacturers do it, some of them don't. And some of them, like their Kenwood, goes too far since the CWIDs in both directions. And I think AZ does the CWID, but I think, but it's been a while since I've owned one that would cross band repeats. So I don't really know, but you'll get it figured out. And I don't think it's, like I said, you couldn't. The delay was so, you couldn't even tell. Sometimes the delay is enough to make it pretty well known that somebody's on there. But but it's just something. Hopefully you'll figure it out. I couldn't figure it out on mine. and I fiddle around with that one, another kid with for a long time. Just couldn't quite figure out how to get it to do what I wanted it to do. N4DJC. Go ahead, Shane.
Got to get out. Good to talk to you this morning. And gentlemen, let me know if it gets to be a problem because I'm just trying to figure it out. But in the meantime, I'm using the radio when I'm outside doing stuff, this, that, and the other, like I am right now. So I can listen to the repeater.
It's a terrible problem. You don't even compare to some problems, Shane. Patrick, don't worry about it. It was kind of fun and shocking to hear something different, but it's very clear and distinct. It really is. And you know me, I love Morse code, so it didn't bother me any, but it just seemed like, was somebody by the repeater? I didn't know. Well, I'm just Shane 73's to you. You got off a week there at the last. I'm just sitting here, Jerry, looking at how the Cirrus SR-22 revolutionized aviation. Well, that's a pretty little plane. I took a ride in one down here one day, and they're the ones that got the parachutes in them. But I guess now some of the Cessnas, about 10% of them, are getting parachutes put in them. And the one they're showing here is a full glass cockpit and a turboprop. Boy, you'd have to have a pocket full of change to buy that. I bet you that thing is $300,000-$400,000. You know, about the only one who could afford it would be you, Jerry. This is N0LTR.
I came before the avionics in one. Well, my buddies had a Bonanza, and his Bonanza was just under $400,000. That wasn't even a turboprop. That's been years ago. And he bought a King Air, and the King Air was about $700,000 or something like that. Then I've flown in a Citation a number of times. That's a comfortable plane to fly in. It's pretty smooth to be that size. But I don't think the one we were in was a the turboprop. It could have been, but I don't think it was. It sure was a nice airplane. Yeah, Patrick, don't worry about that CWID. But I tell you what, it says as clear as anything I've ever heard. So whatever you did to your antenna this last time around and get everything rigged up, it sure does sound good. You're really coming in great.
For HKX. Well, thank you for that, Jerry. I've got it up in the air. I don't know. It's probably 60 feet up in the air now, something like that. 50, 60, anyhow. And right now it's only running. I'm only broadcasting at 5 watts on this thing, so it's doing real good.
Excellent. I can just barely hear a little bit of hash in there with it, but it's as clear as could be, Patrick. Oh, well, Mr. Chad was over yesterday, Jerry and Patrick, and just had a ball. We really did. Man, is that guy a worker? It was nice of Anna to share him with us, and we always enjoy him when he comes around. We got the vertical antenna put up yesterday, Jerry, and like Bernice said, we'd have probably never been able to do it. We'd have been cussing it, that's for sure. Or I would have. It's up there pretty darn good, and I'm very, very happy with it. And about all I got, the counterpoise made, but all I got to do now is to run the coax to it, which is about 150 feet. And that took a pocket full of change for LMR 400, but I got it. The bird in the hands worked two in the bush. So I'm kind of anxious to see how it works. We got the SWR down as low as we could. We had Chad's good analyzer on it. Boy, I like that thing. It's got a color LCD on it, and it's one of the... I was thinking they were made in the Ukraine, actually. But it's a beautiful analyzer. It's a lot like the one I got, but it's all color, and the LCD's a lot more distinctive. But we got it down to 2.4, and I think that'll be good enough. And, you know, a lot of times when you add the coax to it, and if you got so many wavelengths of coax, it'll change that somewhat. So I'm hoping it goes down. I don't know yet, and I got to check out my antenna switch box and make sure all the relays in it still work. I'm using 2 out of 4, but you never know when they've been sitting there a while. But after that, we come in, and Bernice made barbecued ribs, scalloped potatoes, baked beans. I'm trying to think, homemade Parker House rolls. Just the whole 9 yards, guys. And it was a meal fit for a king. And then we sent some home with Chad, and then he forgot his strawberry pie, so we ran that up there yesterday evening for him and Anna. And they had some strawberry pie with our homegrown strawberries. So it capped off a beautiful day in for DJC and Gerald TR.
Nice outing, and it was a nice day today. A nice day yesterday, especially. It was a little windy. Later today, it turned out to be really nice. I thought it was going to rain. We had to hit the ball in yesterday. The granddaughter wasn't feeling very well yesterday morning, so she had to stay at school. We had to head over there about before lunch. Spent the afternoon and evening over there. And I don't know if I'm getting into the machine okay or not. I'm only running 5 watts here too, Patrick, but. I think I'm closer than you are, probably. I want to mention to you, there was last night on the 146.97, the machine here in Anderson, there were a bunch of guys going through the APRS stuff and seeing where they were plotting on the map. And I don't know if it's just a thing on Thursday night or not, but... in that GSX, Mike was handling most of it. That may be something, if you can get into that machine, that might be something worthwhile to help you out with it if you're interested in doing any of that. But they were seeing where they were on the APRSFI map and seeing how many hops they were doing. I mean, it was pretty interesting listening to them. I'd already done all that before, but they were going through their configurations and stuff, and it'd really be real interesting for somebody that's not familiar with APRS to see how they were working out the details. But I think that Ken would probably is. I'm pretty sure that 700's got APRS set up on it. Has it not? KO4HEX M4DJC.
Okay, Jerry, can you give me that frequency one more time? It's 1469 something.
697. Hang on just a second. Let me swap over five. I think the tone is 123.7. I'll confirm that in a minute.
This is Jerry. Well, I don't do that kind of stuff, but it sounds interesting. I know Dave does.
Oh, shoot.
Well, I don't know how in the world Jerry got on a Sirius air, not a Sirius, but the Cessna Citation, I think he said. Our nephew took us for a flight in a Bonanza one time. It was an A-100, Patrick. And, oh, my, that thing was a hot rod. And even though it's a single cylinder, it's the Cadillac of general aviation aircraft back then. And I think it had around 260 horse or that. But that thing would cruise at 160 miles an hour or better. Maybe even 180. I think it was 160. But, boy, that was a nice plane to ride in. And he was getting it real cheap because he was in the Beechcraft Air Club at the time. Now he flies 787s, Patrick. Over to you, KO4HKXN0TR.
I don't know what to tell you. I've never been up in one of those planes that small. My two times I've been flying has been in commercial 747s or 737s, and I didn't care much for it, to be honest with you. I didn't like being shipped like a sardine and herded like cattle in and out.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's what they call the loading on the Southwest. It's cattle car loading, they say, because you're just putting line as you check in, I guess. I don't know anymore. But you would feel very uncomfortable in a small aircraft. I know I flew for many hours in a carrier plane and in a bigger turboprop, and the carrier plane was heavy and bulky with electronic gear, and it was nice. It wasn't bad at all, except for the takeoffs and landings, of course, was a little exciting. But I rode in a 150 Cessna with Steve, my nephew, and over Wichita one day, and it was windy. And I got to tell you, I felt like the wind had us rather than us having the wind. And even though I've flown a lot, I felt very uncomfortable. I didn't like it. I didn't say anything to him, but it just felt like the wind could tip us over at any time. But he went on through training in the Air Force and that, and flew C-130s. And I'll tell you what, I'd feel real safe with him at the controls of one of those 787s. He's flown, oh, MD-80s, 737, 727s. I don't think he flew the 737. He flew 767s and 777s and the 787s. So I feel awfully safe with him up there. And he rides a bicycle about 50 miles when he gets home. He really stays in shape. Well, we'll see if Jerry's back in for DJC in 0TR.
Patrick, I hope I didn't mess you up, and I think it's 127.3. I couldn't find, I've got it programmed in the radio, but I'm up to you, don't have my repeater book on it. But if you look under it, it says ANMED. It's at the ANMED Hospital here in Anderson, and it's 146.970. And it's just got a tone. It didn't have, you don't have to encode, decode, just send a tone with it. And that's the one they were on last night. Now, let's say, like I said, it was Thursday night, but I'm not sure. There's some guys on right now, but I'm not sure if you could pick that up or not from your location. It's very possible you could. But it may be one of those things where you got the mountains against you, maybe, but it might, it's worth a try. It's not very high. It's kind of on a, tower, but it's not that location. You know, height above average train in very high. Not like, you know, like sitting on top of a mountain or a TV tower or anything like that. That'd be worthwhile if you get, if you can get into it to listen to them anyway. But the time I've flown in a lot of small planes and, you know, and flown a few, you know, myself, but I never did finish up getting a license or anything like that. But the last time I flew in a small plane, we flew to Dayton in a 170, I think it was 172. I think, I'm not sure if that's what it was. No, four of us flew to Dayton from Atlanta to Dayton. And it was, you know, it was in April and the weather was pretty calm. And we had a really, you know, the pilot, he'd been flying probably for 30 years, so he knew where to go and where not to go and that sort of thing. We had a great time flying up and flying back. It was enjoyable. But I've been in a couple of them where I didn't feel as comfortable. and Patrick, well, those are the kinds you want to stay away from. Import DJC.
I can pick that up, but just barely from my location on my beam up here. So I'll see what I can do with it when I put the vertical over there because it's up higher than the beam.
That's a link repeater system. There may be a link closer to you, but I don't know that much about the system. But there may be a link repeater closer to you that you might be able to hit.
I was thinking that was the SC Hart repeater link system.
Right. I need to run down the hall and Patrick, and it's been enjoyable talking to you guys this morning. I'll let you carry on. I hope y'all are blessed with some good rainfall today, but it looks pretty spotty. It's a front moving in from the east coast back this way, and I always notice the first time you start begging for rain, well, then it starts raining and it never quits. Anyways, you guys have a nice day. The pleasure's all mine as usual, and I'll say 73's and clear. Pick it up, Jerry. This is NZOTR.
Please have a great day. Good afternoon. Hope we get a little bit of rain, but not, like I said, not just enough, but not too much.
Tom, and it's been nice, steady rain up here pretty much all morning. Good rain. That's what we needed.
Cross-banded now. It's not CWID now for some reason or another.
It does CWID, and if you're talking, receiving, it will wash you out. I can't hear what you're saying.
And on this side.
At if I turn the crossband on it, so I'm trying to figure it all out.
Go ahead.
2RCL. What's going on, Jerry, Patrick? Hey, I just got in the car here and heard y'all talking about SC Hart. I don't know if y'all seen it, but a bunch of their repeaters are going to be unlinked and then relinked. They're doing some network configuration changes. I seen it on a Facebook post from the SC Hart that some of them were going to be down. They didn't give time frames, and I can't remember what day they were going to start, but just for a heads up, if you're trying to do something with SC Hart, that may be an issue. Hey, Russell,
and I appreciate that, and good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks for the heads up. Yeah, that 9-7 machine here, I have a hard time, you know, checking into the depth because of all the repeaters are in the background, and you know, the audio is real low on some of them, and I can't tell who's on and who's not on. It's just I don't get on that machine very often unless there's somebody here local that I need to talk to. And it's a shame because it's not but just a couple of miles from my house, and I can hit it pretty well with a handheld. But when they link it up, it's you know, I can hear people down the low country, people from Rock Hill, which would be great, but the audio is low, so low on some of them that I can't understand a word they're saying, and don't know whether I'm stepping on somebody when I key up.
Gotcha. I hadn't been on there hardly at all. I've listened to it a little bit, but just hadn't really done a lot of talking on it, which I really ain't had a whole lot of time to get on the radio, period. I just happened to be in the car running down to Greer to pick up some supplies, and I heard y'all talking about it. Just wanted to jump in and let y'all know about that in case you didn't know. I'll let y'all get back to your conversation. K2RCL, say 73s, and you gentlemen have a wonderful day. But you don't have to run off. You're welcome to join in. We're just sitting here talking on radio, I guess.
Russell, I hadn't heard you a while. Good to hear from you. Hang around a little bit. Kick a little dirt around.
Okay, gentlemen, I'll be on here for just a few minutes, and I got to make a stop here on 290, and then I got to head on down to Greer. So I'll hang in for a few minutes with you. Y'all go ahead. Been up to today other than just talking on the radio?
My wife was out there covering. We had some dirt hauled in to have my lawn guy come in and bring me some topsoil in to cover up, put in some holes out here where we cut trees down and stumps. You know, we had them on stumps ground, but all the stuff finally disintegrated in, so we're trying to fill that in and level the yard out a little bit. And of course, it's going to rain today, so she got out there this morning and covered, used some polyethylene to cover up the spots of dirt, four spots of dirt we put in to keep it from washing away. When it rains a lot here, we have a good bit of water coming through the yard. And yeah, we paid that 500 pounds of topsoil. I sure didn't want it to wash down into the neighbor's yard or anything like that. But she's been doing most of it. I've been kind of restricting what I can pick up and not with this bone marrow edema they diagnosed me with. I'm trying to be careful. I don't want to have to go back and have anything else done. But that's the gist of it so far. So it's like you're going to stay at home today, Patrick. Russell, what you've been doing other than just working hard all the time?
Wide open. It seems like as soon as I get caught up, I got something else to do, be it either stuff around the house or something for somebody. So, but, gentlemen, I am pulling into my first destination here, so I'm going to slide out of here for a bit. And I'll be back on after a while. I'll say 73s again, and, gentlemen, y'all have a wonderful day. It was a pleasure talking with you. Jerry, it was good to hear from you. Patrick, enjoyed talking. Y'all have a wonderful day. Russell, stay safe out there as you're motoring around today, and hopefully you can get done what you need to. It was 4-H Gex.
So stay safe out there. When it starts, especially start raining here, I think about 6 in the afternoon, so hopefully you'll be back home before then, and maybe you'll run into the rain that Patrick's having up in his ear.
Perfect green. It's nice and slow and soft. It ain't washing nothing away, but we're getting the water we need. Perfect for them gardens getting growing. So it's been good. And I've been out walking around on my property that I bought with the grader, trying to figure out which way to go with it and what to do. So a little wet, but not worried about it.
The yard weather this morning, it's damp, but it's not. We need more rain. Not much of it is, not a gully wash or anything like that. We need a good slow, steady rain for a couple of days. Just knocks some of that pollen out of there. Every time I got a bridge I have to cross down here below the house, it crosses Lake Hartwell. Yesterday it looked like it just had a coating of, as windy as it looked, just like it had a coating of pollen across the lake. It was just awful looking. We need something to knock the pollen out of there. Anyway, I haven't been having any trouble with my allergies until the last couple of days with the wind, and it's so dry, and all of a sudden, it started choking me up, which used to have a lot of trouble with that, but, it's been pretty reasonable until the last few days, but just can't, I can only do so much with it, and it takes hold of me.
As bad as it's been this year, it's dry, I'm sure it's rough.
Well, it wouldn't bother me as much, and I've been taking some antihistamine stuff, and several nose spray, but I hadn't been using it up until about a week ago. I try not to use that Degum steroid because it heats a lot at me and makes you make your nose start bleeding and stuff, and then dry out the fake nose cavity is thin, you know, up that skin and start bleeding, and I didn't want to get that started again, so I've been trying to avoid taking it, but I had to start back about 4 or 5 days ago, and it is helpful, but like I said, that's one of those things, I don't want to take anything I don't have to. But like I said, you sound, I'll tell you one thing, that antenna sounds really good. I know you're pleased with it, and I know you did a lot of hard work on it too, but you reap the rewards of it. I would imagine it is better. You know, can you hit the, is the direction of the mount mission machine such as you don't have to worry about that wall behind you?
The vertical I'm on right now seems to be doing really well, but since my beam is down underneath it, I'm not the happiest with it where it's at right now. But I'm on the...
I heard your ID that time, CWID. But if you're on the vertical, man, you're sounding mighty good. I thought you was on the beam.
Beam on my Yaesu, and I keep the vertical on my Kenwood, but that's the way I got it set up right now. I may switch them around and see how it works out. I don't know. Just like I said, experiment with, see what works best up here right now.
I realized when I backed into that dock, it blanked out. I still could receive, I guess. I didn't know it took out the my sending signal. Just wanted to say hello again. Go ahead, Jerry.
Possible that earlier transmission, you sound like you were somewhere that you didn't have much of a signal. It was just barely, Patrick could probably hear you better than I could, but I could barely hear about the last 10 seconds of the transmission. But you sounding good now, though.
Of it, but not all of it. I heard you say you had to jump out, and I knew that's what you was doing then. So, been in the same, pretty much the same boat. I know what's going on.
Time I hear somebody or start to talk, I end up being where I need to be again, and you have to jump out. But I was telling Tom. Well, first of all, I was happy that my Morse code practice is working because I picked your call up as soon as I heard it. That's telling me something. And then every night, I haven't made any CW contacts yet, but every night it seems like I come across another country. Last night I got Cyprus, and they were talking with a New Zealand station. I heard the Cyprus calling CQ, and the New Zealand beat me to them, but it's just amazing. It's a lot of fun. Go ahead, Patrick.
Started on the CW stuff at all, I just put my call sign in the radio and told it to send it out over CW. So that's not me doing it. That was the radio, just so everybody knows. But like I said, if it gets to be a problem, if somebody will let me know, I'll cut it off, and I can monitor on my handheld. I just can't make it back to the repeater.
Not a problem as far as I'm concerned at all. And like I said, maybe you'll figure out a way to set it up differently. There may be a group on Facebook or something may be able to help with that. Like I said, I never could figure out exactly how to do it on my Kenwood. And I was using mine with just a little Kenwood 2 meter monobander, but I couldn't really get out on I couldn't cross band to the repeater. This repeater, I could cross band to the 440 machine in Anderson, but it was hooked up. It was late too, so I quit doing it. But I said maybe somebody can give you some advice about how to set that thing up. It shouldn't be bothering anybody because it's not coming out over the. It came out of your transmission last Patrick. But like I said, it's fine. It's not an issue for us. And I don't think anybody would object to it. But by the way, Shane, what are you running in the truck? You got a mobile rig, or what are you running?
Truck, I am running a Kenwood 710 GA. The same thing I'm talking to you on the crossband repeat right now. I have two of them, one in the house and one there. But eventually, I want to take the one in the house and put it in my pickup truck because I don't have a radio at all in it. I've got an ID5100 in my Excursion. And then I have another 700 that I bought from a Silent Key that I'll put in here, and I'll use it for doing this right here.
I was asking Shane about it too. Shane must be running handheld in the brown truck.
I'm running a Kenwood 261A, just a 2 meter mobile, and then found a perfect mounting spot for it right above where I'm sitting. Yeah, it does really well. It's low power is 15 watts, high power is 65, I believe. And I had to put an extra CB mount on the back of the cab. And I have a Hustler 2 meter antenna up there. So it tops out almost 13 feet up in the air. Usually does really well, but I'm finding out around there in Piedmont area, Highway 86 and 25, I'm losing the repeater more than I used to. But also, Patrick, I got to see Wayne this morning again. He put that sensor in for me. Took him about the same amount of time as it took me to find my first tool to try. I just couldn't get it off. I didn't have the right thing for it. Go ahead.
I talked to him yesterday, and he said he'd be happy to do it for you. And I told him you had already picked the sensor up. So I'm glad you took care of that and everything worked out good. Hopefully you don't have any more trouble out of it for a while.
Well, it's a huge difference, and I like him. I'm definitely going to use him from now on. Go ahead, Jerry, N4ZLK.
Yeah, I tell you that, Shane, I have some spots here in town where I don't have any problem at all getting into the machine with my hand. I can stand out on my front porch here, even though I'm only about 700 feet above sea level and just a little bit above the lake, and get into it pretty good, decently on 5 watts, but then I can go over to Malden, my daughter's house, and I got to stand in a certain spot to be able to get into it. And I can move 5 feet one way, and I can't get into it. 5 feet the other way, and I can't get into it. And I keep intending to buy a mag mount, because I don't like putting mag mounts on my cars or trucks or anything. But I've been intending to get me a mag mount, just sit on fire plate or something like that for a ground plane and use it when I'm over there. But it's just not. I start carrying that stuff all in the house, and it's gonna be. They're gonna be wondering what's going on. But anyway, it's just not. If I tried those extended ducts and that sort of thing, and the only one I ever owned that worked pretty good was that old AEA hot rod. That thing's like 57 inches long, telescoping type antenna. But I have, like I said, there are places here in town I don't have a problem at all. And sometimes I can get in fine from here at the house, and sometimes I can't. From using the beam, I get to get in pretty well, but sometimes there must be some other interference come in, because I'm sure it gets kind of scratchy.
Have it. Yeah, there's several places now along down towards Piedmont that maybe it's because I'm talking more or paying attention more, I don't know, but I just have trouble getting in even on 15 watts. But it's fine. And at my house now, when I was in Simpsonville, I was the same way. I have to move around to try to find a spot that I could hit the repeater. But now where I am, I don't have any issue at all on my HT on the lowest power setting. So I don't have any crossband repeat radios. I don't really need them. I've thought about it, but and they don't make many of them anymore, I don't believe. Go ahead, Patrick.
Make quite a few of them still. My ID5100 in Excursion does it. The Kenwoods do it. There's a couple of the Wushan, or however you want to say it, that do it. Now, they're a little harder to set up from what I hear, but the ID5100 and the Kenwood they're easy as pie to set up, to turn on. But getting everything set up to broadcast the way you want it is where it runs into a problem.
I didn't realize that. I guess what I'm thinking is they don't make a lot, or at least I don't see advertised a lot of them.
Usually the 9700, the flagship, probably.
They used to try band. They had a little model that was more reasonable, maybe. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
Just satellite tracking, Doppler, and all that other stuff. It didn't have an option to cross band repeat. Of course, the 705 won't cross band repeat either, but it could. But it's not, didn't have a dual band receive in it. But I thought about getting that I got a SDR app for the ICOM that you can load on an iPad or on a Mac now. And I thought about just if I want to use it downstairs, I could just use it because this guy's on Wi-Fi. Network, the 705 does, I can hook it up wireless and operate with an iPad. Don't have it set up for an iPhone yet, but they hopefully a guy will come out with something to be able to do that with.
Hey, double with you. The first little part of it, and I'm sorry if I stopped you out there. I heard most of it. But I'm going to take this opportunity and clear out. I'm on 153, and you know what that's like, Patrick. I'm almost to my next place. Trying to change gears and talk on the radio. You guys have a good day. Enjoyed it. And if I don't talk to you, have a great weekend, both of you. And 4ZLK.
Take care of yourself and be safe out there. And I'll talk to you on down the log, KO4HK.
Definitely, we say I got too quick on the trigger, I reckon. That you have a good day. Hopefully everything goes well and you get back home early today.
Yeah, I'm the one that doubled on you, so I appreciate it. You guys, we'll talk to you again. N4ZLK.
For a minute, KO4HK. I'll be clear. I got a phone call.
I'd run downstairs. About time for us to get ready to go out. We're going out for lunch today, I think, so I better go downstairs and make sure I got all my stuff ready to go. Talk to you later, 73. KO4HK. KX N4DJC clear.